time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region. Your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to Inside the Huddle Hunt, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. On today's show, we're going to be talking to former Clinton Prairie basketball standout Jordan Brewer. He is already here. We're going to get to him about 9:15. Then at 9:30, we're going to have Jeff Goldman from Fox Sports to talk about the Basketball Day event coming up in Kokomo on February the 8th. We'll have those discussions. We'll probably do some high school and college basketball things as well. Before we go any further, though, we need to touch base with you on the weather, which is not really good outside. Current temperature is 32 degrees. It is snowing right now, and it's starting to get slick. But it is the type of day we're going to see probably some snow, some freezing rain, some rain. We're going to see a little bit of everything today, so just be careful when you're out and about today. As we said, it's 32. It's snowing. It's been snowing for a couple of hours right now, so we'll just have to see what happens as the day goes on. So we'll just see. Since this show also has an open line format, we've got your phone calls. We welcome, appreciate it. 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463. Those are the numbers to call if you have something you need to talk about. I'm waiting for the phone to get free here so I can go ahead and talk to somebody here, because I know we got a caller on the line. So we will get to the scores from last night here. Well, we'll just go ahead and get to the scores in from last night, since it looks like it's going to be a discussion here for a little while. High school basketball from last night here in the area. Frankfort lost up at Peru last night by a score of 68-53, and now we've got our lines clear so I can go ahead and get this taken care of. Michael, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
You should be great for winning the Employee of the Year Award.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't think anybody else deserves it more than you do.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I really do.
And, you know, in the huddle is part of it. Now, I don't know whether it was you that got that back on the air sports program or not, but I really miss that. What was it called? Coach's Corner?
Coach's Den.
Coach's Den, and I was very upset when that went off the air.
Well, you know, when the person that was mainly sponsoring that died, and we couldn't really find somebody to replace it. And the thing of it is also, and I'll be very honest, I was upset with the way we handled it, because we put it in a spot which I didn't think was very conducive. We had it over at Hoops, and I like it here in the studio. It's so much better and easier for us to have it here in the studio. And it's a whole lot, because if you don't bring something when you go to a spot like Hoops, nothing against Hoops, nothing against that at all. I'm just saying, if you don't bring everything that you're thinking about, you're hurting.
Yeah.
And you don't have everything at your hands, and that's what you gotta have.
That's true. I'm beating a dead horse, I know, but I'm still upset about the coaches. If they don't want to show up, you also interviewed the players, and I think that was good for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I said I wanted to interview the kids, because I want them to learn how to publicly speak, and because most of them don't know how to.
And, no, I never did.
You do a good job now.
Oh, thank you.
That was one thing. You know, I've always left it up with the coaches. You know, I said, if you guys are doing well and you want to call in, call in. I leave that up to them. Though if I really want somebody to be on, I'll go get them. But, you know, I agree. But, you know, coaches nowadays, it's not the same as when you and I were coming up. It's not the same at all.
I know. Nothing's the same anymore.
Well, I don't mind that. I can live with that part. It's just the fact that, you got to deal with so much other stuff, and it's not a lot of fun anymore. Coaching used to be a little bit of fun. It's not fun anymore.
It's a job now, and I mean, you better do it or you're gone.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So. Also, I called in a few weeks ago about pictures of Denny Shoup that I had, and I've got these for you. I just haven't been to Frankfort this year, but
that's fine.
I get over there, I'm going to bring them to you.
Okay, that's fine. Whenever you get here, that's fine. No great rush. Whenever you get here is fine.
And did I hear one of your guests say a week or two ago that you had Tom Ransom on there around the 1st of September?
Yeah, we had him and Colton Crum on at the same time back in, it was Labor Day weekend.
Okay, I must have been at a car show because I missed that entirely.
Mm-hmm. And I've tried to get Tom on, but Tom's in Florida. I want to get him before the national championship game. He didn't quite do that, but we'll get him back on here when he gets back up here probably about April.
Very, very good. I talked to him last week. I told him I was going to come visit him if he wanted a visitor, and he said, "Well, you got quite a drive ahead of you."
You know, especially when it's days like this outside. You look out there and you go, "Yuck."
Well, yeah, because him being in Florida made quite a drive.
No, just hop a puddle jumper and go down.
Yeah. Also, Kevin answered the phone. He told me to tell you that I got about an inch and a half of snow on the ground out here.
Okay, that's not surprising because it's getting pretty white here right now. So.
But you know, my road out front of the house, my driveway is covered, but the road has hardly any snow on it.
That is because if it's well-traveled enough, it's still warm enough yet that it won't collect for a little while. So
that's true. Well, anyway, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Take care now.
All right, you too, Michael. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anybody's got comments or questions, 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. Let's get back to the basketball results from last night. As we said, Frankfurt lost last night at Peru, 68-53. They're now 2-9, and they host winless Clinton Central tonight. That'll be our game on WILO tonight at 7:30. Bulldogs went to 0-11 last night after they lost to Rossville last night, 77-45. And because he said they're playing Frankfurt tonight at Case Arena. Clinton Prairie improved to 11-2 last night as they won at Eastern last night by a score of 57-51. They are hosting Attica tonight in a non-conference game out of Prairie. Rossville improved to 11-4. As we already said, they defeated Clinton Central last night by a score of 77-45. Carroll fell to 7-5. They got beat by Tri-Central last night by a score of 67-59. Delphi improved to 7-7 as they got past Sheridan on the road by a score of 62-61. And Western improved to 10-4 as they defeated Meconaqua 51-45 last night. They host Eastern tonight out at Western. So that's what's going on on the boys' side. Some other scores of note from last night. Central Catholic defeated Traders Christian by a score of 64-39. Covington defeated Southmont 62-48. Crawfordsville defeated Fountain Central 60-39. Frankfurt has to go there in about a week. Danville defeated Western Boone in overtime 73-68. Harrison defeated Anderson 70-57. Lafayette Jeff defeated Marion 86-73. Lebanon down North Montgomery 56-48. Muncie Central clobbered Kokomo by a score of 85-50. Northwestern defeated Lewis Cass 67-48. Pioneer defeated West Central 80-35. And we already said about Western and Tri-Central. Those games, they both won last night. On the girls' side, there were several games last night as they're playing a lot of boy-girl doubleheaders to cut down some costs. Frankfurt had a night off. They next play at Meconaqua on, that'll be Wednesday night. They're up there. As they go up there, they're 2-18 right now on the year. Clinton Central improved to 14-7 on the girls' side. They defeated Rossville last night 37-33. They next play at Pioneer on Thursday night for them. Clinton Prairie improved 18-2 on the girls' side. They got past Eastern 39-38. They play at Tipton next Thursday night. So right now the Lady Gophers are really playing well. Rossville got beat by Clinton Central last night, 37-33. They're 10-11. Carroll fell to 10-11. They lost to Tri-Central, 52-37. And I'm trying to pages keep getting stuck here a little bit. Delphi defeated Sheridan 41-40 last night. They're 10-9. And Western's girls, they defeated Twin Lakes last night by a score of 45-28. So that kind of gets you caught up on where things are for the boys and girls here in the area. Also, we need to remind you that coming up tomorrow night will be the pairing show for the Indiana High School Athletic Association Girls Basketball Tournament. Starts at 5 o'clock. I don't believe it's on any. It's more on the IHSAA Champions Network and affiliates. As I said, it starts at 5. Bob Lovell and Greg Rakestraw will be the hosts of that for you. And that starts tomorrow night at 5. We'll know the pairings, and those regionals do start pretty much quickly thereafter in the following week. Just to let you know where people are going to be going for the girls' tournament, the girls' sectionals, Frankfort will be over at Danville. And it's Class 3A, and they'll be in the same sectional as Danville, Crawfordsville, Greencastle, North Montgomery, Monrovia, and Tri-West. Class 2A is probably the sectional we will be covering the most of. It's out at Sheridan this year. Clinton Prairie, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, Rossville, Seeger, and Sheridan will be in that one. And then in Class 1A, Clinton Central goes to Attica for that sectional. And that'll be Attica, Clinton Central, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion. So that is the girls' sectional makeup. As I said, we'll have those pairings, they'll draw those pairings tomorrow night. And we'll have them out there for you next week, and then we'll decide from there where we're going to be broadcasting girls' sectional action. I'm assuming we'll be over at Sheridan for when Clinton Prairie is playing. Just for your information, boys' tournament draw this year is the 23rd of February. And then we'll definitely be covering some sectional games from that. So it's kind of interesting to see where things are going. Last night, I got to bring up a couple things here real quick. College basketball last night, Purdue. Would somebody please tell me which is the real Purdue basketball team? I don't think they even know. They have gotten killed by Illinois twice, by 17 and by 26. And they've scored 37 and 62 points in both those games. Anyway, they got home last night, and they just beat the you-know-what out of Wisconsin last night, 70-51. The Boilermakers were motivated by Matt Painter's challenge for more toughness after a 17-point home loss to Illinois on Tuesday. Got out to a quick start and never looked back. A team that has now had lost 3 of 4 somehow flipped a switch and dominated the boards and defensively. Wisconsin squad that had won 3 of 4 looked like a team whose intensity was in question after mustering its second lowest point total of the season. Evan Boudreau, who had not started in quite a little while, was put into the starting lineup by Painter last night. He had a game-high 13 rebounds as Purdue out-rebounded Wisconsin last night, 42-16, including 16 on the offensive glass. Pretty dominant. Purdue led by 33-15 at halftime, and then stretched that out to 45-17 in the second half. And Wisconsin did make one little run last night, got it back to 17, but that was as far, as close as they got. Another interesting thing is that Indiana, who's kind of just lurking under the radar, they beat Michigan State, of course, Thursday night by a score of 67-63. They're 15-4. They've won two straight. They're 5-3 in the league. You just never know what's going to happen in this league because, Purdue's one win in that streak where they weren't playing well was a blowout at home against Michigan State. So you just don't know what to expect, you know, when it comes to the basketball in this day and age. So it should be interesting. Quick look at the schedule. There's only one Big Ten game on the schedule, and that's Illinois at Michigan. That's at noon on the Fox Sports Network. And also from last night, Butler managed to get it together long enough to defeat Marquette in overtime by a score of 89-85. We're going to take a break right now. Our guest, Jordan Brewer, is here. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO wants to hear from you. Let us know your opinion by sending us an email. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on the local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank Convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I like things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman, now being joined by our special guest this morning, Jordan Brewer. Jordan, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So how are things going for you in the everyday life nowadays?
They're good. Just spending a lot of time working.
That's probably good for you. It keeps you out of trouble.
Yeah, it keeps me out of trouble, keeps me active, and I enjoy it, so I'm pretty happy.
Talk a little bit about I know you graduated, what, from Prairie in, what, 2005?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the high school career.
It was one, looking back on it, I was happy with it. Definitely had a lot of individual success, and we had good team success, but seemed to always run into those teams back in that era that would extend their run to the state championship, or at least to the semi-state. So we were never able to capture a sectional, which was the ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. And you know, those goals are still the same today as yesteryear. I mean, those things, you know, it doesn't, you know, they don't change. And even though it's class basketball now, nothing really changes.
No, it doesn't. I mean, you know, all the individual accolades are great, but at the end of the day, it's a team game. Mm-hmm. And so anyone who plays it, your ultimate goal has to be to have team success.
Where did you end up going to school?
Went to Alabama Huntsville.
Okay. And good success down there?
Yeah, we were pretty successful. I think 3 out of my 4 years, we won over 20 games. Went to the NCAA tournament a couple years. Really, really competitive league. There was a couple guys, well, kind of interesting. So a little background, it's Division II, but we had a guy that I played with as a freshman that's currently on an NBA roster. Okay. And there was two other guys that I played against on opposing teams that were on NBA rosters for multiple years too. So it had quality players.
You know, and what you're saying is something that people have known for quite a while. The general public may not know, but people in the business know. If you're good, they'll find you. And there's a lot of good players at every level, regardless if it's Division 1, 2, 3, JUCO, wherever. There's a lot of players who can play.
Yes, it's. I mean, I'll be honest. I was shocked myself. I kind of had a perception that I thought I could go in and maybe do some things right away. And once I got down there, I'll never forget my first open gym. I had played in the summer with the guys, but what you realize when you play in college is you kind of learn to pace yourself because the season's so long. And so I played in the summer, and I thought I played really well against them. And then we got to open gym, and I played pretty well. And then I remember getting to that first practice, and the level went up to another level that I thought I was playing at my highest level already. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I had to do a lot of things different if I was ever going to see the court.
Yeah. What did you play in or out, or play both when you're in college?
Played both. So we did more of a four out, one in type of offense with a lot of motion and movement out of it. I typically played offensively more out on the wing, but had to guard the opposing player's best post player, or which was, you know, usually like a kind of a tweener type of guy, like right. a 6'6", 6'7", 3'4", type of guy.
Yeah. We were talking about this here in the studio before the show, is that, you know, for people like you, I think, did you play a lot inside when you were in high school? Or were you on the perimeter?
It was kind of both. I mean, it just depended. You know, I had really good coaches that identified at a young age, Kent Cheesham, that, you know, I was not going to be 6'10 or 6'8". So mm-hmm. he really stressed having all-around skills. So I had the ability that if I needed to bring it up or play out on the wing, I did. I played a little bit more outside my freshman and sophomore year, and then navigated into the post a little bit more my junior and senior year.
The reason I bring that up is because I know, you know, it's particularly down in this level, you don't have a whole lot of size in this area, so you're kind of forced at times to play down inside. But what I always look at is when you have people like that, it's difficult. My biggest judge on how if a kid can play at the next level is, can they step out and guard people?
Yeah.
And I think was that your biggest adjustment to the next level?
Yeah. I mean, that was probably or was the biggest knock on me at the high school level, and why I wasn't recruited at a higher level. So I had about four D1 offers and then the one Division II offer. But to play at kind of that Butler level, mid-major level, was they didn't know what position I could guard. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about that was when I got to college, I turned into being probably our best defender. My junior and senior year, I ended up guarding the best kind of wing player on the opposing team. And honestly, it was all effort. I just, in high school, when you're good, you don't play defense. I mean, that's
you
just.
You don't have to sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to conserve your energy to focus on the offensive end, or at least that's how I felt. And so my effort probably wasn't good enough at the high school level defensively. I got to college, I realized if I wanted to get on the court, I had to play with a little more effort.
You get a chance to go out and watch any high school basketball now or not?
Not that much. A few years ago, I used to go watch quite a bit. I haven't seen much this season. My cousin plays down at Hanover, so typically I try and go down and watch him quite a bit, and it conflicts with our schedule.
Okay. At least, you know, Prairie's got some good, you know, a great girls basketball team. They're 18-2. I think the boys are 11-2 after last night. So looks like they got a good chance to do something maybe this year. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so. I mean, that drought has been so long for the boys in terms of a sectional, and I think they are now in a position where, from what I've seen, or at least check in on, that sectional has the ability that they could have a chance to mm-hmm. win it. And they have a good team, and I think Coach Peckinball is doing a great job, and with Russ there, who's been mm-hmm. a staple since I was
Russ
there.
Russ has been there since. He's been here forever.
He has. And they just have good kids. I think that's somewhat why they're successful. They have good athletes. And they're really, I mean, just across the board, all the sports seem to be having somewhat of success. And when I was there, it was a little bit more, you know, early when I was younger, football was really not that good at Clinton Prairie. And mm-hmm. then Ted Davis kind of got it turned around. It was pretty decent when I was in high school. And basketball was always pretty competitive.
Now, basketball is a sport in the state. You know, a lot of football schools are now saying, yeah, no, football is a big sport here. We got to make sure we take care of ourselves here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to me, it'll always be a basketball state. I mean, obviously, football has grown and continued to grow with the resources that schools and communities are putting into it, especially around, you know, the Indianapolis area. That MIC conference is just producing college-level players every day.
What do you see as the major difference in basketball from right now from when you played?
Oh, it's definitely the 3-point shot.
Okay.
When I played, you know, the 3-pointer was important, but I really, in high school especially, I didn't take a lot of threes, and most of the teams even we played against, I mean, the 3-pointer was definitely an X factor, but now just from all levels, the players are more skilled, and the depth that they shoot it at is so much more than we did. You know, we used to just get to the 3-point line, and now it's 3-4 feet behind the 3-point
right.
line.
I noticed, and this is going on a lot now. I noticed a game last night. I was watching, you know, player looks like he's ready to go in and dunk the ball, and he sees somebody in the corner for a three. So instead of taking the dunk, passes it to somebody in the corner for the three, and they knock it down. So that's how much, you know, how much biggest thing I've seen, and how much it's changed over the years, which I like and I don't like. I mean, when we were successful when I was coaching, we had a lot of success with the three, but I'm not so sure anymore because since they've moved the line back, people don't seem like they've adjusted quite yet to it.
Yeah, I'm still a little bit old school. When I was coaching a few years ago and doing stuff, I still think the ball needs to go inside out. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what you do now. When the ball's moving side to side and you're taking threes, that's a much tougher shot than if it comes from the inside out. And so I will always, whether they call me a dinosaur or what, I will always be kind of one that looks at the game. I like to see movement towards the rim and get to the free throw line and then just work your way out. And I think that opens it up more.
Do you want to coach?
I've had opportunities. I just don't have the time. I mean, I do enjoy it. My nephew's getting to the age that he's getting involved, so maybe I'll start getting back involved with it a little bit, but it just it takes time, and my focus has been on my work recently and my wife, and so we just haven't had the time to devote to coaching.
Oh, I know that your name's been brought up 3 or 4 times I'm aware of, and I just was curious, and that's one reason why I wanted to kind of have this discussion, kind of bring it around, you know, full circle. So, you know, just going to keep doing what you've been doing and go ahead and go from there and see if basketball happens to materialize into something?
Yeah, that's kind of the plan. I mean, our business, our family businesses are continue to grow and be successful, and they take time. And if my wife and I have kids and my nephews get involved, then and my nieces, I have some nieces too, I'll be more than willing to help them out. I do miss it. I used to do quite a bit with the youth around here, and I really enjoyed it. And working with the younger kids especially was something that I've always had a passion for. It's just there's only so much time in the day and the week, and it's hard to commit time to that.
Well, I was going to say, you know, if you wanted to be a part of a team, I know you and Corbin would be fine for, you know, area playing.
Yeah, I think
I don't know who would get you the ball.
I think if I don't know the other area plans around, but I'm sure if there was a state tournament, we could be pretty successful.
I think you guys would be too. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, I just appreciate having me on and enjoy having the talk.
So, I mean, anytime you want to start, anytime you know something comes up that you want to talk about, let me know. We'll be happy to get you back on, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, Jordan Brewer, thanks much. Greatly appreciate it, and we will catch you further down the line, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to get our other guest, Jeff Goldman from Fox Sports. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.